Live and local. The Weeknd.
Seriously, I really like what you have to say. I mean, the way you formulate a thought in a sentence that goes with that thought, it correlates with reality. And I'm hoping that you can be on the air more in the future. And by the way, it's Saturday morning. This is your friend Chet. And a big, big listener of KKFT. Take care.
News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Craig, was that my number one fan there?
It was your only fan, yes.
Hello, folks. I'm John Potter. What's left of me? This is All Live and Local. We do it every Saturday morning, 9 to noon. Today I have good news and I have bad news. Ashley, I have crazy news and I have bad news. Actually, all the news I have is bad, but some of it is also crazy. But I've found some things that were good. If you're listening and you live in Nevada, or you're streaming this and you used to live in Nevada, or if you're streaming and don't want to live in Nevada anymore, or maybe you just went to Nevada one time many years ago, then you're welcome to join us at 884-9910. I would be grateful for your call. I'm in Reno. Craig is in Carson City. How goes it, my man?
It goes very well, John. It was an uneventful week in the engineering side of the world.
Until I get on the air.
Oh.
Then
you're pushing. And
by the way,
luck,
folks,
dude.
If you lose the signal, it just takes 3 minutes and I'm back. So just to let you know ahead of time. I had a busy week. I did Aces. I did pizza. I shopped a lot. I have a lot of things to tell you. And today is my 50th anniversary this week of being in broadcasting. Believe it or not, it stunned me too, because sophomore year of college, when I went back to college in September, second week of my sophomore year at Valparaiso University in Indiana, I got my first broadcasting job that paid money at a local radio station working in the news department. It was on this week 50 years ago, and I wrote up something to kind of commemorate it, but it's stuck in the printer at home. So I'm gonna get my wife to email it to me, or like get a what do you call scan? I'm so computer literate. Later on this morning, I'll read that. But enough about me. We have a lot going on. In Reno, hot air balloons are up this morning. I am so pissed. I walked all the way down Plum Lane from where I live up by West Plum. I walked all the way down Plum Lane to here at work by the airport. And I totally forgot. And not once on Plum Lane as I was walking, I did not turn left. I did not look left at all. And I missed seeing that wonderful display. So it ticks me off. I mean, I've done this before. Every year I just forget they're here and I'm not looking in that direction. And then it's over, you know. But if you want to go, you can take the free bus to Rancho San Rafael on the Virginia Street Rapid Bus until 10 o'clock this morning today. And I might do this tomorrow from 4 in the morning to 10. The Rapid Bus will take you free to Rancho San Rafael to see the hot air balloons. Always a striking sight to see. They looked especially cool when it's dark. And did you know you don't need a license to fly a hot air balloon? Because who's going to stop you? Balloon cops? No, really, it's a great show. And I'm not going to leave Carson City out. In Carson City today, it's the Carson City Wine Walk today. Me at wine walks, I swirl the glass and I say I detect hints of grape and I hold it up to my ear and I have no idea how to act, but that is going on today in Carson City. Oh, also, I got to mention Carson City, and I don't talk enough about Carson City. Craig, I noticed on my visit there 2 weeks ago, maybe I'm the last to notice, the pedestrian islands. They're starting to build these things. They're calling they call them pedestrian refuge islands. Like it's refuge from the traffic. And you have a new one there, or maybe it's not new, but I've never seen it before, on South Stewart Street in Carson City. It's between Right Way and Little Lane, pedestrian islands, or as NDOT calls them, refuge islands for pedestrians. We seem to be getting more of these around Reno, too, like South Virginia through Midtown. And I think it's part of the Democrats' war on cars and the people who own them. They're actually meant to make driving more miserable. That's really the goal on these. They're meant to reduce capacity and choke traffic so that you don't want to go down that street anymore, literally, to make transportation more difficult. NDOT is working hard to make transportation more difficult. By the way, could you open up the lines there, Craig? Appreciate it. Our phone number, 884-9910. Yeah, they're making the roads harder to use for drivers on purpose with these more obstructions. You know, they're a snowplow driver's nightmare, of course. And as a firefighter told me, more things for my fire trucks to drive around and slow our response times. Great idea. And they also, if you talk to some of the business owners in Midtown Reno, they killed businesses, pedestrian islands. Politician islands there would be nice. And I personally think it's a moral crime because they are working hard on East 4th Street. They're making it more difficult to drive there, too. But they're adding all these things for pedestrians and bike lanes and everything. And I personally think it's a moral crime to take a crime and poverty area like East 4th Street and say that bike lanes and pedestrian islands are the best way to spend a couple of million dollars when you have poverty at East 4th. Maybe I'm alone on this. And try using that bike lane in January. So anyway, what's your take, folks? 884-9910. I think they're a waste of our money, blah. And also Carson City, I did, as I always do, enjoy filling up in Carson, but the prices are creeping up again. By the way, I'm just here to cheer you all up. Now the gas prices are heading back up over, and this is Carson City, over $3.50 at the cheapest places. Last time I griped about gas prices, I was told, oh, it's the summer blend, John. Oh, it's temporary. It's because of the summer blend. Last year they said that. Yet gas prices kept rising from January through April this year without the summer blend. It just moves up another level, I think, for us to get used to. Okay, politics. VP candidate Tim Walz is going to be hosting an event in Reno Monday. Yes, 2 days. 5:30 p.m. He arrives at the airport at 3 p.m. Monday. A location has not been released yet. They do that all the time. Not telling where it's going to be until late. But yes, Tim Walz is in Reno Monday. The Nevada Supreme Court has ruled a Green Party candidate for president Jill Stein cannot appear on Nevada's November ballot. This follows the efforts across the country taking RFK Jr. off the state ballots. The setup is no votes taken away from Kamala Harris. I don't know. Back to, anyway, let's have fun here. I'm sorry. This is why my wife is so happy when I leave the house. 884-9910, as the announcer said, it's all live and local, and we have fun here. And all right, Wolfpack football returns to Mackey Stadium today, 4 p.m. Big game against Georgia Southern. Should be a close game. Georgia's favored by, 1 point. The game is also going to be broadcast on True TV. What, in between episodes of Impractical Jokers? I don't know. I went to the Aces game, and I found out a big secret that I did not know all this time that may benefit you greatly, even though we only have, one or two more weeks of Aces baseball games. So I learned something new there. Otherwise, we have our guests coming up starting at 9:30. We'll take open calls at what time here? see here. Yeah, 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock this morning, whatever you want to talk about. Derek Lee is coming up at 9:30. He has a couple of new products to talk about, and he is updating the Fat Buster formula to be more efficient. So we're going to learn more stuff right there. Anything on your end, Craig, my good friend?
Nothing noteworthy other than...
If something doesn't break, nothing happens for
that's
you.
That's exactly right. Well, I'm gonna plug our station here because on Tuesday, coming up this Tuesday the 10th, we will be carrying the presidential debate live. Fox News coverage starts at 5 o'clock with the debate starting at 6, and we will go until 8 o'clock. So the debate is scheduled to end in theory at 7:37. I don't know how they come up with the exact times like that. But and then we'll carry a short after debate, post debate commentary bit, and then be done at 8 o'clock. And we have great sponsors for it.
I highly recommend listening to a debate on the radio. It's a totally different thing. It really is. You don't see the eye rolling and the faces they make, and it's a little more. It's less aggravating, I should say. Try that out. Okay. Wow. Airing the debate right here through Fox, right?
Yep. We are simulcasting the ABC debate through Fox News Radio, yes.
Oh, that's right. ABC debate. Okay. With David Muir with his shoulders all sticking back, and he's hunched forward. And okay. 884-9910, our number. One more break with me and our guest coming in at 9:30, so let's talk about anything. 884-9910. I'll be right back on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 918.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Hi there, John Potter. You can also text that number, 884-9910. We're live and local each and every Saturday at 9 to noon. I had a good week. I had pizza this week. You know who has really good pizza? You'd never guess. Red Robin. You'd never expect that from a burger place, but wow. I mean, other pizza recommendations anybody? My go-to is usually, I like BJ's Brewhouse, their tavern style, even though a friend of mine calls it cracker pizza, not because it's like for white people only, but he says the dough is actually a cooked Zesta cracker, but I like it. And it makes me nostalgic because when I went to college, Valparaiso University, Indiana, 1972 was my freshman year. So when I went to college, they had all these little cafes and cheap eat places for all the students who didn't have enough money. And there was one, my best friend and I would go to it all the time. The full-size pizza was $2. The catch was the dough, the crust, was so unbelievably thin and super cracker-like. $2. And we loved it. $2. We were, when they raised it to $2.50, we actually were mad at the place. We were heartbroken, and we were mad that the full-size, the large, was $2.50. BJ's Brewhouse, tavern style, and the excellent Base Camp pizza at South Lake Tahoe. Pizza purists are probably freaking out right now over my recommendation for Red Robin. Let's go to the phone. It's Barb calling from Reno. Hey, Barb, good morning on this Saturday. She is dissatisfied, Craig writes, dissatisfied with the media. Hi, Barb. Tell us your story.
And I was listening to...
I'm sorry. We just got you on. Go ahead. Start over again.
Okay. I was listening to a program this morning that gave a real biased view of what was going on and stuff and kind of half-truths. A syndicated one. And it's just like so depressing that we don't actually get both sides of the story, accurate information and unbiased information put out by the media. And this happened to be ABC News. Naturally, but it's just so frustrating that we can't get the truth about things. And this, I mean, they were saying that not to be controversial, but that abortion was a constitutional right, which people think means it's written in the Constitution. It's not. It's just an opinion of the court back in 73. Here in 2020, 21 or whatever, the court changed its mind and sent it back to the states. So it's not illegal. It depends on the people of the states, and we in Nevada get to vote on it this year. So, I mean, you know, they make it such a huge issue and make it seem so wrong.
You know, the bent used to be a little subtle. At least they tried to be subtle. It's not subtle at all anymore. It's you don't hear the other side as much. They don't go back and check up on a story they did earlier when they promise we're going to keep you updated on it. They never go back to it. And that there are a lot of things they just don't report. And the stuff they do report, and this may not be the media's fault. By the way, Barb, thanks for calling. It's not so much the media's fault, but like I said a couple of weeks ago about crime news, when they report the crime stats, the cities kind of mess with them a little bit to look better, I guess, for visitors, something like that. We went into that before. I think that was when Buttigieg was talking about, oh, the crime rate has gone down nationally since, Biden and all. And it has not actually, if you look at the stats correctly, although too many of the stats come directly from cities, which are democratically run. Speaking of crime news, Reno-wise, it was in the news again this week. It's still a big problem in Reno, says me. But on Thursday, the new Reno police chief, Catherine Nance, said they are seeing many, many property and retail crimes. And she said, I'm reading here, quote, the Reno Police Department handled about 25,000 calls for service in 2 months, which is a large number of calls. That's the police chief saying this. And, you know, it reminds me. Yeah, it reminds me. I had a discussion with a woman this week, and she told me people are, quote, now her explanation for the higher crime, and it is high crime. The police chief even admits it. But this woman I was talking to at the coffee shop, her explanation for that, she told me people are, quote, desperate now, as if it's an excuse. And we didn't get into an argument, but I had to say to her, poverty does not cause crime. Northern Nevada is full of poor people. Relatively few of them are criminals. Crime is caused by a shortage of character and morality. It's not a shortage of money. But, of course, there are people who believe that poverty is the reason for crime. Yeah, well, you're for sure right. That's why rich people never do anything wrong. Say what?
Tongue firmly implanted in cheek.
Right. But I don't know. It's the attitudes that have been born out of false press releases from government. And, of course, the media. But I'm not here to get you down. I'm here to have a good time here. That's what I said on the way to work. And but because I didn't turn left and look at the hot air balloons, I guess I'm in a crabby mood. 884-9910 is our number. Our first guest is, and you can text it. Text 884-9910. It's a lot easier. And you don't have to wait through anything. Through my rants and stuff. You just text, and Craig is going to read them off for us later on today. Also coming up this morning, the big secret you did not know that is such a deal at the Aces games. You got to hear this. It blew my mind. I never knew this. That's coming up. My trip to Costco. I think they're losing it, folks. I really do.
Which right here in Carson City is the cheapest gas. It's still at $3.49 a gallon. But
Yeah, well, it's just crossing. I noticed. I checked the gas prices, Carson City, this morning. They're just now crossing over $3.50.
Yeah.
So they're going up again. And don't tell me it's the summer blend or all that.
No. Just a reminder, we do have the presidential debate coming up, and we have 8 beautiful sponsors that are taking care of this for us. It's let's see, Lucia Maloney, candidate for Carson City Supervisor Ward 4. Rich DeLong, candidate for Assembly District 26. P.K. O'Neill, candidate for Nevada Assembly District 40. Cotter Conway, candidate for Reno Justice of the Peace. Mm-hmm. Jim Shirk for Carson City Mayor, sponsored by Sandra Owens. Jill Dickman, candidate for Nevada Assembly District 31.
And it's campaign time, isn't it?
It is. And LT Automotive at 669 Linden Street in Reno. Those are our fantastic sponsors for this debate coming up on Tuesday the 10th.
On the radio. Okay.
On the radio.
Got a break for Fox News. Back with Derek Lee, and we'll take open calls at 10 o'clock. And as always, text your comments to Craig, 775-884-9910. We'll read them off later. A lot to look forward to. I'm here 9 to noon every Saturday. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 930.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Hello, friends. I'm John Potter, and the printer ink is certainly, truly the most expensive liquid on Earth. Derek Lee is with us from Brain Health Formulas. Hi, Derek. How's it going, my friend? You're looking good.
Thanks, John. It's great to be here.
Very good news today. Let's start with today's money savings. Your local firm, that's you, brainhealthformulas.com. is offering buy two of anything and get the third for free on anything. So it's buy two, get one free. What if you're buying like your bundles?
All of it.
Bundles so the bundle included. Counts as one.
Yeah.
So you can buy two bundles and get the third bundle for three.
That's correct.
That's big money savings. Again, the website is brainhealthformulas.com.
That's correct. Or you can call 775-634-7789. If people don't like to use the internet, we'll take calls and order it over the phone, too.
Yeah, that's another thing. You folks, you can text your questions or email Derek directly. You can text him to the number you just gave, right?
Yeah, 775-634-7789. You can text directly.
Because he's busy with me for this half hour, but... you know, he'll get back to you. He'll personally reach back out to you if you text your questions or email them, or you can call in during this segment. You also updated Fat Buster?
Yeah, we made some improvements, and by making improvements, sometimes we have to go backwards in order to do so. We removed the carnitine. We found that the carnitine is actually it's competing with the cellular pathways, the same pathways that fucoxanthin is competing for. And since fucoxanthin can be a anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, it can provide beta-carotene, it can transform other vitamins in the body already into beta-carotene, then it seems like a much better thing to push than the L-carnitine. And so we removed L-carnitine, and we've noticed a profound change in people with losing weight, losing fat, clearing up veins and vascular system, and just reducing, more refining Fat Buster, more or less.
What, you know, you always bring testimonials with you. We're not going to do them today, but which product do you get the most email? The most testimonials about
Fat Buster.
I was going to say, because I remember that one that was so graphic about how they witnessed fat deposits in their
in the urine.
Oh my gosh!
And it's great for reducing cholesterol and for that as well. So we've had this new change, this new shift has changed a lot. People have lipomas. Lipomas are fat deposits, in between layers of skin. It just looks like lumps, and sometimes they're squishy, sometimes they're hard masses. Dermatologists love these because it costs you thousands of dollars. They slice you open, remove them, snip them, and then stitch you back up.
This is the cottage cheese look.
It's more like a. It's
wonderful.
Like a. It's
wonderful.
Like a small. Tumor on the surface.
Oh my gosh, really?
But
it's
a fat deposit, so it gets pushed through the vascular wall and accumulates. I've had dozens of them removed off of me before.
I feel horrible for having that pizza this week.
No, I have pizza almost every night. It's not the pizza.
Dude, try Red Robin. I couldn't believe it. I didn't even know they made pizza.
Was it good? Was it good,
yeah,
John?
It was really good. Of course, I guess my standards are questionable because my friend I was talking about thought I was nuts for liking BJ's Brewhouse Tavern Cut. So he says it's a cracker. Okay.
We all like different things.
Back to topic. New brain health news on nature.com today. I pick your brain on these stories when they come out because you really explain them so much better than these articles do. Okay, nature.com today, headline reads, Obesity, Exploring Its Connection to Brain Function. The article says, quote, new and previously available evidence indicates that severe obesity can also lead to significant declines in mental and intellectual abilities. Such alterations adversely affect cognitive areas such as decision-making, memory retention, and information processing. Obesity does not just directly impact body weight, but can also hinder one's cognitive performance and overall brain health. In addition, stigma and discrimination associated with obesity leads to stress and mental health issues, including severe depression, eventually affecting cognitive abilities. So I guess you can use this as a real proponent to get your fat buster.
That's a good one. That's a great lead-in, John.
But what do you think of this connection between obesity and brain function? Does it make sense to you?
Especially as we age? Yes, absolutely. Because instead of looking at it from the end result, which is an overweight person, if we also look at it from the beginnings of that, that has to do with intestinal tract. That has to do with malabsorption of nutrients. So if our intestinal tract is not processing foods fast enough, then we start to store that food as fat versus processing the food. Mm-hmm. So we don't break down the nutrient value of the foods that we eat. We just end up storing it, which makes it a lot more challenging to convert to energy, because that's what food is energy. And so if we get to the place of being very overweight, especially as we age, then our speech patterns will shift. The way we speak will shift. The speed at which we speak shifts. Everything slows down. And so that in itself
slows down the pipeline to the brain.
Everything, yeah. Every aspect of it. And so if I'm not directly correlating this with being overweight, but I have seen demonstrations of that typically is the case. Not as much with younger people as it is with older people. I think younger people can get out of that a lot easier. As we age, when we're overweight and we cannot lose weight, then that becomes a challenge, because to get that weight off, we don't have the energy to exercise because we're a lot older than we used to be. And then I can't think of the words to, in order to, well, let me bring this back to fat buster. Mm-hmm. So when we store whole fat molecules, it makes it very challenging to break that whole fat molecule up and to convert it into energy, because that whole fat molecule is not supposed to be outside of the intestinal tract. We're supposed to be able to break it down into fatty acids.
And if it's outside, it just goes right to the belly.
That's it. Exactly.
I gotcha.
And so Fat Buster actually breaks apart that molecule. So it destroys the fat molecule, and then the body converts it to energy.
Okay.
So this is what Fat Buster actually does.
Well, more exciting brain news, and this is from Auburn University today. New research reveals a potential breakthrough in Alzheimer's treatment, showing that the drug Trorilzone can reverse memory loss and cognitive decline in mice. The study found it reduced harmful glutamate levels, and improved cognitive functions, showing potential in maintaining healthy brain function and possibly slowing the disease progression. The discovery from Auburn University scientists is the first to show how Trorilzone can target early-stage Alzheimer's, providing new hope for treatment. Wow, that's big, and what the heck is Trorilzone?
Here's one thing that people should think about before getting excited about this. If you have the brain of a mouse, you're good.
Okay.
Humans don't. Humans process a trillion times more factors.
Point. That's a good point. I'm sure there are big differences between a mouse brain and a human brain.
So they can push chemicals on mice to have a profound effect. But if we actually took the same quantities of chemicals that they're feeding these mice in correlation to our weight or the weight of our brain, it would kill us instantly.
Wow.
Because most mice studies, they do like between 100 milligrams and maybe 1 gram per pound of body weight or per kilogram of body weight. So they're doing 100 milligrams to 1 gram. And if we do that same amount per pound or per kilogram of body weight, you know, we're taking like 5 to 10 grams of a drug in order to get those effects.
Mm.
And so the pharmaceutical companies would never do that because they wouldn't make their 10,000% profit margin. So therefore, they're losing money. So to actually look at these studies efficiently and effectively, we have to put it into correlation to what the drug actually is. So that drug, if it actually goes to market, it's going to say like a 20 to 30% reduction of Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it's going to say.
So it's much more accurate to test it on humans. Now, in your case, at brainhealthformulas.com, you test your products on yourself.
I do. I'm always the guinea pig first, because if it doesn't work, if I don't notice a difference, I'm not going to put it out to the public, because if I don't notice a difference, then it's probably not going to work for anyone else either.
Isn't that risky?
It's all, when we use all natural ingredients.
Oh, okay,
there's not as much of a risk except unless you're using chemicals, then it's a high risk.
Yes.
And I would be willing to bet that majority of those pharmaceutical companies, the owners of the company, the CEOs of the company, the chemists that design the drugs, they've never tested the drugs.
And you've come a very long way from having your brain injury and being unable to put a sentence together.
Yeah. So. I never would have. 6 years ago, we would never have met, John. I was a recluse. I would not go out of the house. I would not engage in conversation with anyone. And anyone who's talked to
here
me on
you
the phone,
are on the radio.
On the radio, in person with John Potter.
Okay, folks, we're going to take a break. If you have questions for Derek, 884-9910. If you're interested in his products, and again, the website is offering buy two of anything and get the third for free on anything. It's buy two, get one free. Even if you're buying a bundle, Derek says, it's buy two bundles and get one bundle free. Brainhealthformulas.com. One more segment with Derek. If you have a question, 884-9910, or you can text him in to his phone number, which is
775-634-7789.
Gotcha. Okay. Back in a few, I'm John Potter, live and local on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 947.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
Okay. John Potter, live and local with Derek Lee at BrainHealthFormulas.com. Okay, you have something big to say about your micronutrients product, which I am taking right now. In lieu, I ran out of Restore, so I'm on your micronutrients. Let me guess, it's called micronutrients product, knowing you.
Micronutrients, it's what it is. It's a very simple thing, so it's easy to forget. It's easy to remember.
Actually, easy to remember if you make it that simple, sure.
That's memorable. That's what we remember then. It's a simple thing sometimes.
Like, you never thought of, like, calling a pill of a sparkle or something like that, or
I wouldn't remember sparkle.
Feel be good. Or, yeah, I guess you're right.
I'm not the names person. I developed the product and I let someone else, which sometimes is me, develop the name of it. I don't know what
simple
to call it.
Simple to the point. But anyway, you have something to say about your micronutrients product and thyroid disasters or disorders.
Disorders could be disaster also. So micronutrients is all based in seaweed. Seaweed is arguably one of the most prominent natural sources of iodine. People that have thyroid disorders typically have a malabsorption of iodine because iodine is the key mineral that fuels the thyroid. And so The micronutrients has four different types of seaweed. So you have the seaweed comes at different angles. They have different different amounts of the micronutrients, have different sources of iodine, calcium, copper, all the vitamins. It has vitamins A, B, C, D, E, and K. So arguably it has the entire vitamin profile all within different types of seaweed constructs. And so since these are all from natural sources, they're all 100% bioavailable. And so when you start looking at like vitamin A or B, all the B's, B complexes, vitamin C's, vitamin D's, and E's, and K's, when those all come from a synthetic structure, which most vitamins are, we can only absorb 1% to 5% of what that product is. So if we're having like a B complex that says where there's 300 milligrams of in total of vitamin B's in that, then we are only absorbing between 1% and 5% of that. So 1% of 300 is 3 milligrams of actual vitamins.
So if you say so.
There's studies done with that. That's all we're absorbing. Right. So you guys can look that up if you want to.
No,
So with just one capsule of the micronutrients, there's 600 milligrams or 500 milligrams of actual seaweed in each capsule. So arguably with that one capsule, we have more bioavailable vitamins than an entire B complex without any malabsorption. Since it's all bioavailable, it's all 100% natural based, then we can absorb it and we can utilize it.
Where do you get your seaweed?
Magical places. The ocean.
Okay.
I harvest it myself, and then I dry it.
All right.
And then I flip it, make sure nothing molds in the drying process, and then we grind it up and put it in the capsules.
Okay. Now, the same issue, we were talking thyroid disorders, but it's possible this same thing would affect the prostate.
There's more and more evidence to me anyways pointing towards that when we have a gland, any gland disorder, that should be prostate, pancreas, any of the glands that produce hormones, any of the glands that produce something like insulin, any glands that have a benefit to humanity, then there's a high probability that iodine is a contributor to the health of that gland. And if we cannot absorb iodine, then there's a possibility that gland is not going to function properly. So there's a lot more evidence pointing towards that without being able to absorb iodine, there's going to be a lot of glands that do not function properly. And so as we age, that only gets worse. The ability to absorb iodine, the ability to absorb vitamins and minerals in from our foods.
Not only that, my doctor told me that over, I think he said some ridiculous number, I know it's over 50% of men older than 60 are developing pancreatic cancer. He says, you, chances are going to have pancreatic cancer. That's what he told me.
It's easy to view it from that place. So here's the thing. If you want to avoid it, if you want to reduce those possibilities, it's all based in dehydration of a gland. Water. Lots of water. So I read a study a few weeks ago that just based on the vascular system, it's estimated that we have over 66,000 miles of vascular, arterial, and blood capillary systems within us. If they all were harvested out of a human, it could wrap around the world 2.5 times. That's just of the vascular system. Mm-hmm. But if we look at the lymphatic system or the interstitial fluid channels, then there's 10 times that. So there's over 660,000 miles of water pathways within us. And if we don't drink enough water, then this is actually more critical than actually the blood supply, because it's the water that actually keeps those glands hydrated. Mm-hmm. It's also what keeps our muscles hydrated, which means the heart, which means the kidneys, the liver. So if we have fatty liver or chronic kidney disease, it's easy for me to get to the place of actually the reason they stop functioning properly is due to dehydration.
Well, I drink a quart of water every morning, and I'm always having to go to the bathroom. But this is all a recommendation. for your micronutrients product. That's what we're talking about here, that would target any thyroid problems or prostate, as you say, along with water, of course. And let me say again, your website, brainhealthformulas.com, is offering buy two of anything and get the third for free. The product we were just talking about is the micronutrients.
Micronutrients. And there's no special on the website. Order two and automatically you'll get three.
And the bundles, too.
All bundles, yeah.
If you're buying a bundle, it's buy two, get one free. How long is this deal going on?
We'll do it for the entire week until we're back here next week.
All right. Don't let it pass you by, folks. You've never done this before.
I have not.
Sorry for feeling generous today. All right. BrainHealthFormulas.com. If you have a question for Derek, what's the number to text?
775-634-7789. If you want to call and just talk, same number, 775-634-7789.
Thanks, Derek.
Thanks, John.
See you next Saturday after Fox News. My big secret about the Aces game. Oh, what a deal this is. And they got some more games still going on home in Reno. So you want to listen in. And anything you want to bring up, 884-9910. Going to break for Fox News on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.